Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am
James Earl Jones.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we've got you for 2 hours today, and we've got much to cover, and I want to get some of this stuff out of the way as soon as we can. We all know, friends, as to what's going on concerning this past pandemic. They're going to re-engage. As a matter of fact, over the last week, I highlighted the fact that in California, that's exactly what they mean to do. They mean to re-engage. They're trying to force a certain people, I believe it's a city right outside of San Francisco, to wear masks again. No constitutional authority whatsoever. Again, they're just testing the people to see how far they can go with you. And the fact of the matter is you need to test them, friends, in the sense of showing them, as they're testing you, that you're not going to put up with their nonsensical garbage anymore and assume an authority that was never delegated to them in the first place by impeaching and prosecuting them. That is the answer to America, friends. It's the resolve that you claim that you want. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9 here. I'll recite it for you. When the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness, why is that? Because the judgments of the Lord are in the earth. And who does that come through? His church. Amen? Cool. Just wanted to make clear that we were on that. Well, look what's happening, friends. They're re-engaging. They're being found out once again, and I'm going to show you how they're re-engaging in just a moment here. This is the Defender. DNA contamination in Pfizer shots could transfer from pregnant women to fetus, experts suggest. Okay, so again, we're finding out everything about the shot is wrong. We highlighted this last week, and the reason I'm bringing this up again, friends, is because they're going to try to re-engage, and this is why there's always crisis after crisis, is because the people are adding strength through apathy and tolerance concerning the criminals that are creating these crises every step of the way. So, again, friends, what we want to do is we make you aware of what's going on here. And in the process of doing that, I also want to let you know that CDC is another one of those organizations that has absolutely no constitutional authority. They operate through administrative law. That's what they call, it's the same thing as policy. It undermines the Constitution. It doesn't exist. They're creating it out of thin air, and they're transferring power that doesn't exist to the likes of the NIH and to the WHO and to the CDC, friends, who, again, in 2015 were under investigation, and then before you knew it, 2021 came around, and here we are under attack by the very organizations that were under investigation. And again, what we need to do is wake up and understand what's going on here. I want to show you this. This is from Epoch Television, and it's a great little piece because the CDC is now assuming authority once again that has never been given to them. And what am I talking about? Well, I want you to hear this because concerning what's going on in the airports, isn't it interesting that just a week and a half ago, we highlighted the fact that the federal government which is a creation of the states. It's the tail, not the head, right? But the federal government in Washington, D.C., man, they were conveying to us that they're going to put a stop to all these mask mandates. Well, they were never lawful in the first place. That's why I got kicked off of Delta, because we weren't going to play games with the Gestapo, okay? Because they never had the authority to do it in the first place. So with that said, what's going on, friends? Well, they're telling you this is what we're doing. I want you to pay attention to what's quietly going on at the airport in the United States of America. Check this out.
Yesterday, without much or any media fanfare, the CDC quietly released a statement announcing the expansion of what they call a traveler-based genomic surveillance program. And in case you've never heard of it before, here's specifically how the CDC defines a traveler-based genomic surveillance program. Quote, traveler-based genomic surveillance program, or TGS for short, is a public-private partnership that plays an important role in U.S. national biosecurity through its two major goals: early detection of new SARS-CoV-2 variants.
Listen to what they want to do.
And filling in gaps in global biosurveillance. And while this particular program was first introduced during the pandemic, specifically to screen for COVID, this announcement from the CDC made just yesterday informs us that they are now expanding the program to test for other viruses.
So they're not reeling in their programs, friends. They're expanding them. This is what they're telling you. They're not reeling in, friends. Okay? They're emboldened to go forward because they've seen too many people go along with their narrative, that now they're so brazenly emboldened to go forward with it by expanding these programs. Why did this happen? Because of the submission of those that weren't paying attention. That's why.
The expansion of the traveler-based genomic surveillance program,
listen to what comes with it,
RSV and other pathogens, is essential as we head into the fall respiratory season. The TGS program, which began during the COVID-19 pandemic, acted as an early warning system to detect new and rare variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and will do the same for other respiratory viruses going forward. In total, this program has now been expanded to screen for over 30 different pathogens outside of COVID. Now, according to the CDC, the way that this program will be implemented in practice...
See, notice the airlines are working with them to do this, friends.
One, it will involve taking nasal swabs of arriving passengers.
This is what I want you to hear.
It will involve testing the aircraft wastewater. And thirdly, it will also involve testing samples of the wastewater in several different major airports. Meaning that if you thought that the TSA was already invading your privacy with their pat-downs, well, they're about to go in with the nasal swabs. Although that is, of course, just a joke, as it's not actually going to be the TSA which is doing this. Instead, the CDC has partnered with two private companies that are going to be implementing this pilot program. Ginkgo Bioworks.
Yep, they're creating more agencies working against you, friends.
They published their own addendum statement.
They're breaking you down.
Put out by the CDC, outlining how this will be done. Quote, Ginkgo Bioworks, which is building the leading platform for cell programming and biosecurity.
Yeah, they have no authority to do this whatsoever. Again, notice the airports are working hand in glove with these criminals
for TGS
in this fascist state.
Priority pathogens in addition to SARS-CoV-2.
Okay, and if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, the TSA is not even mandatory. The airports don't have to have the TSA, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So they're just working at breaking down your God-given rights. That's what's happening here.
Focus as needed to identify priority pathogens. The TGS program can augment global surveillance systems.
So this goes on and this goes on and this goes on. But again, what's happening is the TSA is now assuming authority that's never been given to it. They have no authority over your life whatsoever. Okay, we already know that they have no lawful authority to force you to take a jab. 2 weeks ago, I highlighted the fact that the criminal Biden administration was suing people that were actually responsible for mandating the experimental shots that the Biden administration was responsible for mandating. I'm not making this up. That is a totalitarian system of government. That is a communistic set of rules when it comes to the government that runs in such a fashion, friends. Totalitarianism, right? Using the law against the law. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I want to show you some other things that are going on as well concerning the WHO. I told you they weren't going to reel in, friends. They're going to continuously attack and tell the people, deal with every one of them from the top to the bottom. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just want to highlight something. One of our friends on social media platforms, Live Chat, just said, you know, we need 535 pink slips. I just want to say this with all due respect, friends. We don't need to give them pink slips. We don't need to call for their resignation. We need to impeach them because we already have that provision found in the Constitution. Not only that, but we need to then prosecute them once they are removed. Okay? That's why I continuously make reference to Article 2, Section 4, impeach. For the smallest of misdemeanors. We're talking about major crimes against humanity here, okay? And then Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 is where you find where we are to prosecute them, where we are to prosecute them. And I said that twice on purpose. Because the people need justice in this country, which guards our liberty, and you're not getting it by standing around and waiting for a bunch of corrupt politicians to prosecute those across the aisle, as they say. No, because they're just as guilty. They're just as guilty, friends. When you look at Article 2, Section 3, as a matter of fact, it just comes to my aid even now, it's their job to enforce the enumerated laws found within. So those that want to sit back and wait for their politicians to do for them what they're supposed to do, how's that working out for you? And what we're finding is they're just as corrupt as what they call the left. Of course they are. They've already merited that. How not? Because they did not prosecute what they call the left. And we don't have a left in this country. I'm not going to go there right now, but the point being made. Want to let you know, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to social media platforms on the top there. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that Rumble feed. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the list goes on. John 14:6. You get the point. Look at this. The People's Voice just highlighted the WHO declares global disinformation crisis. By the way, as they declare a global disinformation crisis, you know what they're doing with that, friends? They're the ones that created it, right? Just like dictators of the past, like an Adolf Hitler, they create the brown shirts. They go out and they create the problem. And then Adolf Hitler comes back and he puts his mouth up to the microphone, in this case, in America Today and throughout the world. Today, they have the cameras on them to play the problem solver, when in fact history teaches us over and over they're the ones responsible for creating the problem in the first place. And we've already found this out through big tech companies concerning the censorship, right? And the suppression that's illegally going on in this country. Listen carefully. WHO, an unconstitutional agency, the one that they want to give authority over to dictate the next pandemic, friends. That's what's going on, okay? Declares global disinformation crisis. They said we must lock up conspiracy theorists. Wow. Isn't that crazy? We must lock up conspiracy theorists. I'm trying to figure out who he's talking about when he's talking about theorists, because the conspiracy is very real, and I think the world knows this without a shadow of a doubt. Everybody knows who the criminals are. And I'll tell you, this is a sign, friends, that they're getting nervous about what's going on. But what makes me nervous is the fact that the American people are going to let them push forward. I just had a friend on social media platforms, Lori, had just said that tsunami. Yep. 3 years ago at the beginning of all this, right before it all happened, I told you, and I don't share this stuff very often. I just don't do it. At least publicly, but I had a dream and I felt that I needed to share it with you. And what it was a tsunami. And what I noticed is a big wave coming in, and that was five. That was the first one. That one was fine. The second one was coming in as well. That was a greater wave that was coming in. And I noticed and I knew right within me that if we didn't stop it at the second wave, it was going to come in on a third wave. And my friend Lori just got done saying to me, tsunami, that's exactly what it is. The people need to stand up and put a stop to this. And don't just let them go away. Don't just let them resign, friends. They must be held criminally for their crimes that have been committed against we the people. We covered a little bit of this earlier. We also know that David Martin right now is out there calling for the destruction of the WHO. But in the meantime, what are they doing? They're trying to point out people that are calling them out for their crimes. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. They've broken the law. They have murdered. Exodus 20, verse 13. And what do they say? We got to lock them up. Hey, folks, I brought this up, I'm guessing months back. But when I was a little kid, there was a book called, or a movie called, I was really into the martial arts thing, and like almost every other kid does, right, I guess. But I was really into it, and there was a movie called Kill or Be Killed. And if you really listen to that, that's really what we're dealing with here. Either you're going to deal with the transgressors, or the transgressors are going to deal with you. Have you not been given enough information concerning what these people are responsible for already? Do you think somehow or another that this is not going to touch you? Do you think for some reason or another that this is like the end of the movie, and then you can walk out of the theater and you can come to the realization that it was just fictitious? No, it is not fictitious. It's exactly what's going on. You have real-world criminals at work doing their best to continuously assail innocent people. Enough is enough. How many times have I asked you, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com here, again, highlighting Epoch Times, our friends over at Epoch Times, why are the courts failing to stop government censorship? Wow, good for you guys. You know what? Folks, it's not an issue of just stopping the illegal, listen carefully, government censorship. They're censoring those they mean to silence. That would be called their political opposition that are standing in the way of a new world order. That's why you can thank God that you have ministries like this one. And I thank God for the opportunity in serving you every step of the way. I truly am. You better thank God that you have grassroots outlets out there that are still willing to tell you the truth of who's responsible for these crimes that are being committed. But what I want you to take note of is how many times have I exposed all these people? The Elon Musk, the Jim Jordans, the FBI, the CIA, all of these Jason Chaffetz and Daryl Issa, and all these guys that got up there and really grilled the big tech company. Ted Cruz is another clown in the circus of politics. By the way, if anybody knows Teddy, I would love to get him on this radio show and this program and challenge his little puny brain. He's convinced a lot of people that somehow or another he is a hero. I wonder where they got the definition of hero from, because it's not a definition that came out of the Webster's 1828. It must be a watered-down reverse definition of what a hero is. I'm embarrassed for people that say stuff like that. But Ted Cruz is another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene's another one. Lauren Boebert's another one. Americans, answer the question for yourself. Tell me, 1-866-582-9933, where's the justice? I get fleeced every single day asking for more money when they're already getting paid to do the job that they're not doing. You know who's really nailing me? Here, I'll just bring this up just for the sake of bringing this up. You know who's really asking on an everyday basis? And again, I kid you negative. Every single day, I'm getting fleeced by the new Speaker of the House. And I'm telling you, folks, it's controlled opposition. Just mark my words. I know some of you professors out there, you're all happy about old Mikey being the new Speaker of the House. Time will tell. The Lord said that he will bring all things to the light. But one question, why is this guy making fleeces every single day since he's been in office? And one of the things that you need to ask yourself is, how did he get there in the first place? Here's another one that just came out of nowhere. Am I saying that the Lord cannot do it? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm telling you, how many times have you been duped in the past? And how many of those that you've been duped in the past by have proven to be the real deal? Did you say none? You're correct. And that is the point that I'm trying to make right now, friends. You better pay attention, judge him by his fruit, and keep your eye on him, and keep his feet to the fire. That's what I'm telling you. But now let's go back to this point and close it out. Why are the courts failing to stop government censorship? The Epoch Times reported more speech, not less. More speech is being censored and suppressed by government actions than has ever been the case in the past, said constitutional attorney Andrew Grossman. Now, I cannot tell you, friends, over the last 5 years concerning all the illegal censorship and suppression that we have dealt with in this ministry, how many attorneys I have talked to. And it is absolutely amazing how they are gridlocked. And you know who's backing all this stuff up? Corrupt judges in California, protecting big tech companies that are violating our free speech. Friends, and I got to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. I tell attorneys this all the time, lawyers. You need to understand that this is how they're winning the war, is by their illegal censorship. And I just got done highlighting and telling you, friends, that it's not stopping this illegal censorship between big tech and government who are working hand in glove. Nope, there's more suppression taking place. That means they're going forward, not the other way. Americans, wake up.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
update.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. She will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
That's John Schaefer reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Yeah. One of the things I like to do here, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One of the things that I like to do here is I like to show you, especially if I can get them to say it for themselves, which we do 95% of the time, or I'll give you a direct quote, or I'll give you the quote from the resource in which we extracted it from or derived it from. Well, this is the one that I wanted to show you really quick, just to show you. People are getting all excited about Speaker of the House, and you know, he's a praying man, right? And he's a godly man, and I even have friends that know whose boards he's on, so on and so forth, that I could get into more detail. It's really close to this ministry, let's put it that way. I'm not trying to in any sense of the word pull away the hope that you might have if the Lord planted somebody there. That's not at all what I'm doing. And even if he didn't, or I'm sorry, even if he did, I would still say we're supposed to guard that office, regardless of which one it is, in state and federal governments, as a jewel. We are to pay attention to everything painstakingly they do and say. Because there's not two different people, speaking of Mike, Speaker of the House here, Mr. Johnson. I'm not talking about Mike Johnson, I'm sorry, Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson, there's not a Mike Johnson that lives at home and then a Mike Johnson that acts out differently in front of the people. No, no, no. The office are one and the same. They're not two different people. And I know people have been compartmentalized that way. But we don't operate that way, especially as Christians, nor should they in government. But the people have taken this on. Now, this is what I want to say. If the Lord planted him, I'll be the first one to stand with him when he does the right thing. If he does the smallest the smallest jot or tittle of doing the wrong thing that stands against our laws and desecrates the blood of those that fought blood and died, magnifying the law against tyrants to give us the freedoms that we have, I'll be the first one to stand against him. Matter of fact, politicians should be sworn in over the graves of our boys in Arlington. No joke. That'll put things into a serious note and into scope so people can understand that when they violate that law, they desecrate that memory and that sacrifice. I'm not going to have a part of that. I hope he is the real deal. But what I'm telling you is over and over and over again, we get all these promises and all these guys sitting there talking the talk, but without fail, every single one of them have failed. Well, Bradley, they're not perfect. No, you're right. They're not. But I didn't know that imperfection kept us free. Nor did I think for one moment that somehow or another imperfection was the standard in this country. The law is perfect because God gave the law, and that law is to be held up and magnified against all crime to keep us free regardless. It is a perfect law. An imperfect man must hold to that perfect law. That's how we remain free. You have it backwards, Americans. You have it backwards. Let me show you what I'm talking about here with Mike. So this is from the desk of Speaker Johnson. I've gotten one of these from him almost every day that he has been in office. And he's using the Lord just like Barack Obama did, just like George W. Bush, his daddy, just like Bill Clinton, just like Barack Obama. I think I just said that. And if I met Clintons, did I say the Clintons? Forgive me if I didn't. Folks, they all do the same thing. They all talk the talk. Let's see what he does, okay? But look what he's doing. I believe that God is not done with America. Neither do I. And again, I hope he's genuine, friends. Am I skeptical? Absolutely. Absolutely. But why is he all of a sudden asking us to step forward today and fill his coffers? $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $500, $1,000, $3,300. Now, well, you say, well, Bradley, you're a ministry. You live off the donations of the people. Well, that's true. But that goes directly to keeping us out there, right? So if he's asking for this, I'm just kind of curious to know why he's doing this on top of the fact that he's already getting paid. Are you ready for this? He's already getting paid $223,000. Here, I'll give you the exact number, $223,500 every year. So why is he asking for more money? Why are they all asking for more money? The average representative makes about $174,400 a year. And you got all these people in this country. Now, here, let me say it this way. I'll let you answer this for yourself. This answers why they go in and they have little to nothing. And within a year to 3 years, they're at millionaire status. And that's about the time you start to see them turn on the people. Am I right or am I wrong? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take Cody from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing, Cody?
Yeah, long time no talk, Bradley. Hey, I've been following Dr. Shiva. He's been talking about the fact that the elites have got this system to the point that now the youth long their lifespan is going to be like 6 years. You know, if you've got children, their lifespan is looking to be 6 years shorter than yours. So what do you think about that? What do you think we should do?
Well, the same thing I've always been doing. That's probably an answer that you're probably not used to hearing, but it's what I've always done. I mean, that's probably maybe the fruit that's hanging on the branch of this ministry due to the fact that we've seen this right after Columbine when everybody was running from the schools. We got busy and we went to the schools, and we've done about 365 of them in 25 different states. Here, listen, man can go ahead and forecast anything that he wants, and there's an anointing on what I'm telling you right now. He can go ahead and forecast whatever he wants to. The fact of the matter is, the Lord's going to have the final say. And for every judgment that they pronounce or curse that they pronounce upon the people outside of God's will, it will fall directly right back onto their own heads. All politics aimed at the church. And when we're talking about kids, let's go there for a moment, because the Bible says to the church, touch not mine anointed. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation out of those that trouble the righteous. But maybe these bad guys want to take the time to read Exodus 22, where it says, if you at all, in any sense of the word, bring injustice upon the kids, widows, or strangers, I'll kill you with the sword. Just keep in mind, Adolf Hitler wanted to dominate the world too, and that's what he was forecasting to all of his people. You know what? The Bible is clear, Cody. It says, the seed of the righteous as forever. And the way that the Lord has established this earth, it's still here today. So I don't care what they have to say. But if they touch the kids in front of me, they touch the kids in front of those that I know, there ain't going to be no reason to call the cops. That's what I can tell you, my friend. So they can go ahead and do and say and forecast anything they want to. But the fact of the matter is, more than not, it's going to fall right back onto their own heads. So let them keep talking.
Well, there's going to be a lot of dents as people are wanting to be raptured from responsibility. That's my only.
And that ain't going to happen either. Yeah. 17:15. Jesus prayed, Lord, I don't pray that you take them out of the world. I pray, Lord, that you keep them from the evil one. As if to suggest all those people that want the rapture to happen. First of all, it's not scriptural. Secondly, nobody knows the time, Matthew 24:36. And people also need to understand it's never happened in the past besides Enoch, Elijah, and Jesus. They were translated. But the fact of the matter is, it's never happened in the past, and there is no military strategic exit plan for those that are derelict of duty. Really what it comes down to, the people that haven't done their duty, they're looking to the Lord to now pull them out when in fact the Lord put them on this earth to be the warriors that God has called them to be in this war that he called them to wage. Doesn't exist.
I like the things that Dr. Shiva's saying. I think it'd be great interview.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd be more than happy to have him. I see him every once in a while going after people, and I just question some of the things he's saying as to why he's saying it. There was a couple speaking engagements, for the record, Cody, where we were crossing paths, and I believe it was in Michigan. And so what I did is, this ministry never asks for finances. We never put a price on the gospel, because the Bible doesn't. But when someone calls us up and says, hey, we would like for you to come out and do speak to a group or whatever the case might be, in many cases, we have to raise the money, or what we ask people is to basically cover the expenses for us to get there and for us to get back home, nothing more, nothing less. I asked, and I've never done it before, and I say this before God, I never ask, what do those people charge? I asked the question that about Dr. Shiva, and I got to tell you, friend, you got to ask yourself the question why he's charging people that much money just to show up and give information that the people need to remain free.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. So you might want to ask him that question. If you have firsthand experience or you can connect with him, ask him why he's asking for so much money to go out there and speak to the people. It's like Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and these others. They're charging people $100,000 before they'll even fly in anywhere. And that's not... that doesn't include their first-class airplane tickets. It doesn't include their food, their hotels. No, that's all separate. And these are the people that are trying to convince the rest of us that they're actually fighting for us. Nah, I'm not buying it. So ask Shiva that question, would you, Cody? Because I'm curious.
Okay, what kind of an event was it?
It was out in Michigan. There was a couple of them. I think we were going to take the stage at a couple events out in Michigan. I believe it was last year or the year before that. But you can just ask him the general question, what does it cost? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then if he says it costs $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, ask him the question, what's this about? Because that's really what you have to ask him.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yep, I totally appreciate it. Folks, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to get to some more information. I'm almost wondering if I should just go there with you. You know what? Maybe I should. When we come back, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to give you the title today. You've seen the media parodying, right? The mainstream media, the message, as they read the teleprompters. We've highlighted this before. You'll know what I'm talking about when I play the first video. But have you taken the time to see what the politicians are doing trying to lead that narrative? Because it's not just the useful idiots in the networks and the Mockingbird media that are parroting the message. All the politicians all together at the same time are doing the same thing. Folks, it's all scripted. I'm going to show you some videos later on about just that. Football scripted, baseball scripted, boxing scripted. Don't believe me? Wait until I show you the video. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is what I'm going to do. Well, you've seen this, and what I'll do is I'll play the first one, and then once I play this, you're going to understand the second one. But it shows you the useful idiots in the mainstream media, how when they get a little news feed, how they're all saying the same thing. This is not journalism. This is the definition of a useful idiot. These people would have you believe that somehow or another they're just doing their job. No, they are not doing their job. They're driving a narrative that is propaganda fueled every step of the way. Read Micah 6:16. Of that of Omri, okay? This is nothing new. Check this out.
Campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
Well, the final days of the campaign can get a little.
Just so you know that this is how you get your information on a daily basis. This is why it's called the Mockingbird Media, which we have known for in about for decades in this country. Look at this. This goes on. This is just one point. Okay? And then I also, on this video that I highlighted here, friends, I also highlighted and showed you how much of the news that you get is completely staged. It's fake. It's completely fake. It's just completely fake. Like, you can't make up the fact that they're faking everything. You can't. All right, so let's do this. Let's go over to the politicians. Let's go back so I can show you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the site, okay, sonsoflibertymedia.com, andorbeforeitsnews.com. This was what was going on every step of the way during the pandemic. And it wasn't just the media. It was also the corrupt politicians that were leading the narrative. We've seen every governor except two go along with the narrative, and the two that were trying to distance themselves from what was going on were just as guilty as everybody else that was going along with the narrative, every single one of them, okay? So let's go ahead and show you this one. These are the politicians, friends, that were pushing the narrative at the same time as well. Listen carefully.
Can discern the truth from the misinformation. And we want to make sure that everyone understands it. No one's safe till everyone's safe.
I'm sorry. This is the devil telling you to believe me this time. John 8:44, okay? Here we go.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
All over the world.
Nobody is safe.
This is a post-9/11 axiom. Safer, but not yet safe.
No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe.
If the whole world isn't safe, none of us are safe.
No one is safe.
No one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Until we're all safe.
Health experts have been saying nobody is safe.
Until we're all safe. That's a threat to everybody that declines. That's what that is. And that's exactly what this is.
Safe until everybody is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Science is clear.
None of us are safe.
There is no
every
safe.
President
no
went right
safe.
Along
no
with it, folks.
No one is safe until everyone is safe.
No one's safe.
Nobody is safe. Nobody's safe.
No one's safe.
We'll never be safe
until we're all safe.
We are never going to be safe.
99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines.
The only thing positive out of this, said Bill Gates, is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines. Who is investing into vaccinations? And isn't it interesting how just out of nowhere this guy became a medical doctor? Isn't it amazing how many outlets he was on and he was the authority to go to when it came to the fact that everybody needed to get their shots? Y'all remember this? Yeah. Just show so you understand what I'm saying. 94% of the narrative is driven. Here it is again.
And nobody will be safe.
Here's Klaus Schwab. You know, Klaus Schwab reminds me of when I was a kid. I haven't watched TV in 24 years. Okay, just for the record. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14 to the end of the chapter. James 4:4. Romans 12:2. Read those scriptures when you get a moment. You'll understand perfectly. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm not going to feed on the spirit of the world. I'm going to feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. But it's interesting when you look at guys like Klaus Schwab, who's trying to establish something called the Fourth Reich. No joke. The Fourth Reich. He's also German. German descent. And it goes all the way back to, guess what? Yep, Adolf Hitler's Germany. And just like I've been saying for how many years now. And what's interesting about all this, friends, is you almost look at this guy and you think this is like one of those movies you would have seen where the bad guy was like this goofy lunatic that was getting away with a lot of crimes. And you always ask yourself the question, how did he get there? How did he ever get there, right? Remember The Incredibles? That's a prime example of what I was talking about. And so in saying that, when you look at Klaus Schwab, it just again shows you that what you see at the movie theater is not fictitious at all. Because this is one of the lunatics that's at the top of the ladder here. Okay? This is one of the lunatics that's at the top of the ladder. Him along, him and the likes of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the repeat criminal. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, just it's almost comical, but it's not. They're really that sick in their minds.
He's vaccinated.
You don't have a choice.
As long as not everybody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. So
yeah, you first, Billy. You and your family first, Billy. How many of these said politicians across the world were busted with the little Hollywood needles where it had a needle on the end with a spring on the end of it? And they moved their arm and the needle slid across their arm because it wasn't a needle. How many were found out, Americans? How many were found out to be doing the exact opposite concerning what it was that they were promoting? Oh, Newsom in Pennsylvania, Michigan governor. They were out partying hardy, going out to dinner. Same thing with the mayor in Southern California, mayor out of Denver. Oh, the list goes on and on and on and on. And in the midst of all of this, we had federal judges telling we the people that what they're doing is illegal. But this is what they do. They just keep driving the narrative. Just keep telling them over and over and over again until they accept it. That's what we want.
Get the fucking... You need to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you are going to die.
I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
Unvaccinated people.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this.
If you are the...
I mean, the guy can barely talk. And for those laughing at Mr. Joe Biden, the joke's on you. Okay? You can go ahead and make fun of him all you want to. The joke's on you. He's still there. And they're pushing hard. They're pushing hard, friends.
Unvaccinated. You are the problem.
Condemn them, shame them, blame them.
The only people that you can blame are the unvaccinated.
Frankly, we can't trust the unvaccinated.
They should not be part
of it. It's exactly what dictators do. See, and they push so hard together is because they wanted everybody to hurry up and get out there. And what they wanted to do, more than anything, is they wanted to make you feel like you were the only one that wasn't going along with it. When in fact, that's all you had to do is go into a grocery store like I did and walk in without going along with the narrative. And then people came up to me and say, hey, why aren't you wearing one? Because I'd had to look at them and say, because I'm not that stupid. That's why. Even if you look at the manufacturer, you'll see that the manufacturers tell you that they do not prevent disease. I'm taking this. I mean, how many people followed the lead, friends? They don't want you standing up. And what they don't want you knowing is that the majority of the people in the country stood against this nonsense. And there's too many of you little sheepish ones that went along. Though you were not as many people as they wanted us all to believe, like they do everything else through deceptive measures, there was enough there to encourage them to do it all over again. This video, by the way, goes on for 10 more minutes. 10 minutes. Of all the politicians working together, driving the same narrative. All of them. Okay? All of them. Not one, not two, all of them, okay? Just wanted to make clear. Oh, I got a phone call up here real quick. I'll take it. I got Jamie calling in from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Brad. This is Stuffy. I've been listening to you for 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it a big deal. Question is, you had a show about a month ago about Andrew Jackson. I tuned in late. I just did a fifth grade history class with my kid. And it gave me 5 or 10 reasons why Andrew Jackson was a complete tyrant and a creep. He didn't obey his word, didn't follow the law, did all kind of stuff, the Trail of Tears. And I said something, and you cut me off. I've been banned ever since.
Uh-oh.
And then Jason stuck up for me. Jason stuck up for me, now he's banned.
Do you really?
He said was,
okay,
yeah,
here, Jamie, let's do this.
Get me out of here. I mean, I've been faithful to you guys. I've been listening. I'm still here. I'm still watching.
Yeah, but, okay, just know. Do me a favor, Jamie. Hang on a second. Take a breath. I got a heartbreak coming up. I'm going to do something for you right after the show here, okay? And let me answer. If you want to call back in, you can, or unless you want to hang on for 7 minutes, okay? I'll be right back. Hold on, okay? Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. We got hour two coming up on the other side. Cool?
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.